Good afternoon. Welcome to the commemoration of the 94th anniversary of Abdu'l-Bahá's visit here to Rankin Chapel. We have a special program for you this afternoon. As many of you know, Dr. Alain Locke was a monumental figure in Howard's history, indeed in the history of this country and the world. Among other things, he was the architect of the Harlem Renaissance, and he founded the philosophy department here at Howard. In fact, as you walk to Blackburn Center for the reception later, if you look to your right, you'll see Locke Hall, which is named after him, obviously. But you'll hear much more about Alain Locke from Dr. Buck and others. Right now, I'd like to take a moment to give you a little context of what we celebrate here today. Baha'u'llah, the prophet founder of the Baha'i faith, and a person who we believe, who Baha'is believe, was the most recent manifestation in a line including the Bab, Muhammad, Christ, Moses, Buddha, Krishna, and others, revealed a will and testament before he passed away. And in it, he named his son Abdu'l-Bahá as the center of the faith. Now, in this capacity, Abdu'l-Bahá came here to Rankin Chapel on April 23rd, 1912, and spoke to a multiracial audience, which is almost unprecedented at the time. I'd like to share a few of the words he said. The mineral kingdom abounds with many colored substances and compositions, but we find no strife among them on that account. In the kingdom of the plant and vegetable, distinct and variegated hues exist, but the fruit and flowers are not in conflict for that reason. Nay, rather, the very fact that there is difference and variety lends a charm to the garden. If all were of the same color, the effect would be monotonous and depressing. When you enter a rose garden, the wealth of color and variety of floral forms spread before you a picture of wonder and beauty. The world of humanity is like a garden, and the various races are the flowers which constitute its adornment and decoration. It's with these words and words like this that we commemorate Abdu'l-Bahá's visit every year. And as you will hear from Dr. Buck, Alain Locke himself was a proponent of multiculturalism, one of the earliest proponents. But at this time, before we have a musical selection from the chorale, the Baha'i Campus Club would like to acknowledge someone without whom this program and many previous programs would not have been possible. Dr. Shirley Gunnow is the chaplain of the Baha'i Campus Club, and I believe this will be her ninth and final year as the chaplain, so I think it's appropriate that we acknowledge her. In fact, I don't know how many of you are sports fans, but you know, there's been a recent debate about who the NBA MVP would be this year, whether it's LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash. And one thing that people look at in determining what an MVP is or who an MVP is how would that team perform without that player on the team? Would there be a big dip in that team's performance? And I think if you take Dr. Gunnow off the Baha'i Campus Club here at Howard, there would be a big dip in its performance. So I'd like you all to acknowledge our MVP, Dr. Shirley Gunnow. And at this time, I'm pleased to introduce the Metro Baha'i Chorale.